You are listening to KHUM, and as I drive through the neighborhood around Sequoia Park, I've started to see all these bright green signs popping up, Save Kennedy Park, Save Kennedy Field, and I've wondered about that. So I've got Jude on the phone with me. Hello, Jude.
Hi.
Hi, thank you for taking the time out of your afternoon to talk to us. And I'm just curious, like, what's with the signs? What's the issue?
Well, back in July, a report surfaced from Public Works, and it had to do with they had a conceptual layout of what the field would look like when it was turned into a corporation yard.
So wait a second. Let's back up a little. So there is plans at the city of Eureka to replace the park with a corporation yard.
The ball field itself.
And that's one of that's only one of like six fields that's used for like Little League and stuff, right?
Correct. And it's considered the most popular, of course, the most beautiful with the backdrop of the park and zoo. And so when we saw this conceptual layout, that's when we went to work. And the entire community out here, what we call the zoo park neighborhood, was left out of the loop. We were told nothing. So that's when many of us began going to city council. One gentleman set up a website for a petition signing online. And so this went on and on. Finally, through the council meeting, we generated more interest in the community, and we have quite a few people speaking now at each meeting. I've spoken several times and have also addressed Parks and Rec, and we're fortunate enough to make enough of an impact on them at their last meeting a little over a week ago that we were able to turn their attitude. I don't know whether it was fully positive or negative, but they turned it around and voted against the construction of a corp yard there. So that was our first major win. The thing that I'm concerned about, one of the things is we know that the zoo's going to be expanded and they're going to create a canopy walkway, and you can imagine what this is going to do for tourism and tax revenue. We will have the title of being the only redwoods canopy in the northern hemisphere, and that's an exciting thing, but there's nothing beautiful about a canopy walk if you're up there walking and you look over and see a steamroller and an asphalt grinder. And I just don't feel that a junkyard there is a simile for community space. This is widely used every day. I've walked over at times and counted in the night time over 100 people on that ball field. So we're really trying to work toward making this go away. We went Kennedy Field saved, and we now have figured out what players basically conceived and advanced this idea to move the corporation yard from down on 14th Street, and we feel that they were self-serving interests and had nothing to do with the betterment of the community. We know for a fact that Costco wants that piece of property, mm-hmm. and they're offering about $1.5 million, but it's going to cost $5 to $8 million to create the corp yard. So
and
nobody
does a corporation
will tell us where the money's coming from, and we get no answers from the city at all.
Wow. Does a corporation yard belong in a largely residential neighborhood next to an elementary school and next to a zoo that attracts small children?
Oh, absolutely not. There's not one person in this community in 60 days that I've contacted who thinks that it belongs there. And we are appalled because this is a community, and it does not belong there. There's pollution, runoff, all kinds of things. And if you drove down 14th and looked at the corp yard today, it's appalling. It is appalling. It's worse than a junkyard. And so to think that that's the way they've maintained it there, but all of a sudden now they're going to beautify it and bring it up here. And the main reason is the city wants that $1.5 million. I still don't know how they're going to come up. They think that they're going to come up with enough money to build it, because they're not getting that much from Costco.
Well,
so
there
are a lot of things to consider.
Yeah, I understand their desire overall to move out of a tsunami zone for for that.
Yeah,
but
well, that's ludicrous.
But putting it in the middle of a residential area where everybody walks their kids and their dogs. I mean, you're adjacent to my neighborhood. I am very familiar with it. That is a very well used pedestrian area. That is a well used by kids area. That's a family neighborhood.
It is. And the whole thing that they keep bringing up, this ludicrous argument about the tsunami, I contacted the city's officials up and down the coast of California and southern Oregon, and every single one of them who have municipal buildings in the tsunami zone, they're not going to move their buildings out of the way. And as they, one person said, if we have a tsunami, they aren't going to need to worry about trucks. They need to worry about boats. We will need boats. And, of course, the tsunami zone extends into 4th kind of in 5th Street, and that would include City Hall, the headquarters for the sheriff,
fire
and the
department.
Police department. So all of Old Town would be flooded. All of downtown would be flooded. But why all of a sudden is there such this impending need to move city trucks?
And, so let me ask you an important question, Jude, because I think you've got a lot of people's attention. Is there a website where people can go and check out your organization and be part of the movement if they're interested? Give me that website, please.
Okay, there's the www.nextdoor.com/Sequoia Park, and then there's a petition you can sign. That's under www.ipetitions, and it actually automatically, I think you can drop to Sequoia Park or the Kennedy Field, and it'll bring up all that about the courtyard in Cutton.
All right, because I mean, as I said, I live near there, and would this be a big impact in terms of traffic? Because it's already pretty congested.
Exactly, and. It would be because there's the armory here, but they're very inactive.
Yeah, there's not a lot that happens there.
And there's hardly ever a truck moving over there per day. So when you think of all these city vehicles that have to, it's not just the vehicles that would be going in and out of the yard, the use of diesel, all of the activities that would take place, but imagine the trucks in and out all day, and I love the sound of beep, 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 beep. So imagine 20 or 30 trucks, and then they actually, in their layout, they have places for piles of asphalt that's ground and sand and gravel. They have a place they want to put a pole barn. I guess that's for telephone poles.
Wow.
The entire thing is a mass. It's an asphalt jungle is what it is.
It sounds like something that needs to be an industrial area.
Right, right. But the city owns Kennedy Field. It's free.
Oh.
So you just take the stuff out of the courtyard where it is, and you dump it. But what I don't understand, if they're so broke, where they're going to get this money that where they think they're going to further get the property and turn it into a courtyard. We don't have that kind of money. And unless they think they're getting a federal grant based on the tsunami zone, the mysterious tsunami that's going to come in and take all their vehicles away. It is a joke. And there's not one person that's shown up at any of these council meetings or Parks and Rec. No one believes it.
So what is the next step for you guys as a neighborhood working as community organizers? What do you do next?
Well, we're now at the point where we have a phenomenal view of a photograph of the courtyard, which I'm taking on a flash drive downtown to have run off tomorrow. And that's going to go to just people in the neighborhood, but also I've contacted an individual who is going to, he's in Europe right now, he'll be giving me information on how to contact all the managers of the local softball teams, because the city of Eureka will not give that information out. So I'm waiting for him to return, and I want this photograph and the letters I've written and any input from Virginia or anybody else to go directly to each one of these gentlemen so that we can disseminate more information about what they want to do here to Kennedy Field. We just keep going to council meetings and keep talking to people on streets. I got the idea of putting those green signs up. I'm sure a lot of people think they're hideous, but I tried to make them as neat and professional looking as possible. My friend Virginia Necross and I have been passing out and putting up the flyers, and it's just got like a little grassroots movement. We don't know what else to do because no one will give us any input as to when this is going to end, at what point they think it's over, that they're going to drop it because there's so much flack, and we just don't know. So each day we talk and we come up with, tonight I'm going to go over to the ball fields and see if I can pass out about 100 flyers, put some under windshield wipers on vehicles and talk to people. It's just, that's the only way to do it. I am a little shocked, and I don't mean to badmouth the local media, but I contacted a TV station, two very notable journalists, and both very positive about covering the matter. I talked with a journalist from the Times Standard who did print a little bit twice about the proposal and that the neighborhood was upset. So he was positive about talking to me in Virginia and getting some background info, but I've called each of these individuals several times, and these people will not return phone calls.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. We got we got Virginia's email, and got it this afternoon, so I'm talking to you now.
I really appreciate the fact that you called, because you are the first person in what you call a communications field in this area who's taken the time, and really, we're not, you know, we have our way of thinking, and we of course are going to fight to the death on this, but I'm not trying to say everything negative. I'm just trying to say everything realistic, and what's the truth, and what we see, and how it will impact families and children, the neighborhood itself, and of course Washington School, and all these beautiful, beautiful, beautiful trees out here. I just can't believe that anybody would have the audacity to think that they'd put that there, the backdrop of Sequoia Park and the zoo. It's just like mind-boggling.
Let me ask you a couple quick last questions, because I am just about out of time.
Okay.
Will you guys be going to the next city council meeting?
You better believe it.
So if people want to show up and connect with you, that's one opportunity.
Absolutely, absolutely. I really don't like public speaking at all, but I don't even have children, and I don't like baseball. I'll tell you, this has gotten in my craw, and I'm not going to let it go. I will be there till the last meeting when somebody eventually, either the city manager or Public Works, makes an announcement that they are dropping it, and I hope I never hear the opposite, because I don't know how I'd react. But no, I will be at every single council meeting between now and when it ends.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today here at KHUM. This is Jude, and she is part of part of the Sequoia Park neighborhood. And if you want to connect up with them and their efforts to save Kennedy Field, the best place probably is going to be to show up at the next city council meeting in Eureka.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate your call so much.